Gaze Mills was hit by floodwaters in 2007 and 2008. Thanks mostly to grant funds, the community has been constructing new buildings on higher ground to avoid another flood. One project under construction is a mercantile center that would house the village hall, a library, and business incubator. The U.S. Department of Commerce's Economic Development Administration, or EDA, approved the project and the bidding process and the start of construction. But Village President Craig Anderson says the EDA hasn't released funds to pay the workers for the past month's work, which he says is due to some unexpected red tape.
We're continuing to work with the EDA to overcome their kind of bureaucratic steps we have to go through, some of which we did not anticipate. In fact, we're told that we would not have to do.
Julie Henley is Gaze Mills Recovery and Development Coordinator. She says workers haven't threatened a walkout. She says a local business has helped compensate the workers for the short term.
The local bank was able to help us out, the village, to make that happen and to help these workers out. And then when the money comes in from the grant funding, that will all get sorted through.
Henley says she hopes the village will receive the needed grant money by early next week. Calls to the U.S. Department of Commerce's Economic Development Administration were not returned this afternoon. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.